Chapter 28, Part 5. Kuvera Pardons Bhima. The sound of the battle had reached Yudhishthir. Hearing the mountain caves resound with loud war cries and other sounds, Yudhishthir and his brothers became anxious. They learned from Draupadi that Bhima had again gone up the mountain. Yudhishthir took the twins and quickly went after him. They ascended the mountain and came to the plateau where Bhima was standing. Yudhishthir stood looking like Indra after slaying all the Danavas in battle. Bhima was surrounded by the dead bodies of numerous Yakshas and Rakshasas. Many others lay on the ground, still moving, their limbs smashed by Bhima. Yudhishthir and the twins ran over to their brother and embraced him. The four Pandavas then sat down on the mountaintop. Looking all around at the celestial region, Yudhishthir said reprovingly, "O son of Kunti, there is no excuse for your actions here. One should never offend the king or the gods. We are living in Kuvera's domain, and surely you have given him offense by your rashness. Such behavior is as unworthy of you as untruth is unworthy of the ascetics. If you have any regard for me, then do not commit such rash acts again." Bhima looked down in shame. It pained him to see his brother so upset. Yudhishthir pondered what to do. After all, Kuvera was the powerful lord of the Yakshas, and he was also a universal guardian. If he had taken offense, then the position of the Pandavas would be precarious indeed. They could not avoid the all-knowing demigod, and there was no question of facing him in battle. Better that they tried to pacify him in some way. No doubt Kuvera would make his appearance to survey the damage. The four Pandavas sat in silence, looking themselves like demigods descended upon the mountain's summit. In the meantime, the defeated Yaksha and Rakshasa soldiers had all ran to Kuvera and informed him of what had occurred. Hearing that his commander and friend, Maniman, had been killed along with numerous other fighters, the demigod became angry. He then ordered his attendants to yoke his chariot. Kuvera's servants immediately fetched his chariot, drawn by 100 horses, the color of dark clouds. Each was adorned with golden garlands and gems. The horses neighed loudly and moved their heads upwards. As the divine Kuvera ascended the chariot, eulogized by Gandharvas and Charanas, 1,000 principal Yakshas, looking like so many mountains, wearing gold armor and equipped with weapons, followed Kuvera as his chariot moved through the skies. The celestial chariot seemed to swallow up the entire atmosphere and draw down the sky as it ranged across the firmament. And as he traveled, the Lord of Wealth pondered Bhima's second assault on the celestials. How dare this human act so insolently toward the gods? But Bhima, of course, was no ordinary human. He was Yudhishthir's brother, and Yudhishthir was Dharmaraj himself. He and his brothers had all taken birth only to fill the god's purpose. Kuvera then recalled a curse uttered long ago by the powerful Rishi Agastya. Why, of course! How else could the mighty Maniman have been killed? Bhima had become the instrument of Agastya's curse. Kuvera's frown then changed to a smile as he approached the summit where the Pandavas were seated. The Pandavas then saw that celestial chariot approaching. Their heads stood on end, and they rose quickly with folded palms to greet Kuvera. The chariot stayed in the air near the Pandavas, who stood looking apprehensively upward. The Yakshas who accompanied Kuvera alighted on the mountain summit like so many great birds. Seeing the brothers looking across at him with reverence, Kuvera was pleased. The Yaksha warriors marked Kuvera's mood and stood with indifference, with their weapons lowered. The brothers approached Kuvera and bowed down before him. Thousands of Rakshasas with huge bodily structures and ears like javelins approached and surrounded Kuvera. Kuvera appeared like a fresh youth. He wore a wreath and garlands of celestial flowers. In his hands, he held a noose and a sword. A large bow hung over his shoulder. Bhima, still clutching his mace, gazed at him fearlessly. Kuvera smiled at him. Then he turned to Yudhishthir and said, "O Partha, we are well aware that you are always thinking of the welfare of all creatures. Therefore, you may dwell on this mountain peak without fear. Nor should you be angry toward your brother Bhimasena. His killing of the Yakshas and Rakshasas has been ordained by destiny. Indeed, realizing this, I have become pleased with Bhima rather than angry." Kuvera looked at Bhima and then said with a smile, "O child, O best of the Kurus, I am not angry with you. All of you, put down your weapons. For Draupadi's pleasure, you have acted rashly and disregarded the demigods, relying only on the strength of your arms. Nevertheless, I am pleased with you. For today you have delivered me from the terrible curse of Agastya. That you should insult me in this way was already preordained. Therefore, I attach no blame to you." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.